يهدي بالحق الحمد لله الحمد لله يا الله يا زيد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ونحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أصحابه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, and the Bestower of Mercy, truly praises for Allah, and we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we put our trust in Him, and we seek a refuge in Allah from the evils of our own selves, and from our wrong actions, and whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whoever He leads astray, no one can guide Him. And we bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and messenger, blessings of Allah and peace be upon Him, and his family, and his companions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة خلقنا منها زوجها بثر منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تسألون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah, praise be to Him Most High, said in His clear book, O you have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save that is yours, Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from oneself, and from it its mate, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another, and toward the wounds from that which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over you. الحمد لله الذي جعل يوم الجمعة سيد العالمين من عبد ونستعنه الله إيه وهو الذي فرد الصلاة الجمعة بقول الله يا أيها الذين أمنوا إذا نجي للصلاة ويوم الجمعة فصلوا لذكر الله وذروا به أمنا مخلصين هم الذين أمنوا متأمنوا قلوبكم ذكر الله على بذكر الله تطمئن قلوب. Praise be to Allah, who made this day of congregation to be the best of days. We do not worship and we do not seek aid other than from He who made this congregational worship obligatory for us, as witnessed in the saying of the Most High, O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call for the salat on the day of congregation, may cease to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave your trading. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah, let's find their rest. My dear brothers and sisters, it is an important time in our lives. So we should begin always by remembering Allah and every moment of our lives. So together we want to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Please, because this is a time when we are to remember in the month of Muharram the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know the Khalid gave khutbah for me when I was gone last week on the month of Muharram, and we may touch upon it again toward the end, but we want to remember the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time, Sunni or Shia, makes no difference. This is a time for remembering the reality of Islam against, unfortunately, sometimes the reality of Islam in the day we live in today, where there's forgetfulness and where there is not awareness of the compassion and the mercy of Allah. And for that, I've chosen to speak, and it'll go beyond today's khutbah because it'll be too long for just a khutbah. I want to speak again on the subject of Ma'ruf and Munkar, because I feel that at the root of any compassion or the root of any understanding of this Islam, we have to understand what enjoins us to do good and what forbids us to do evil. Not some God on high on a throne, but what resides, who resides in our heart, in our choices, in our sense of right and wrong, justice, equity, peace and understanding. And let us remember what is happening now as we speak in Gaza. But not just remember what is happening in Gaza because there are Muslims there. There are also Christians there. There are also Jews who will probably be dying in this conflict. All of the Ahlul Kitab. But we have to remember all the people who are suffering in this world by oppression. We have to remember that this oppression comes from ignorance and the lack of the understanding of the Rahmat Allah. We have to remember that we live in the ocean of the Rahmat Allah. Just as we breathe the air that He provides for us. And you know what, those of you who live here and study with me and keep me on the straight path, know that when I say He, I mean a whole reality, a whole system, not some anthropomorphized view of God or Allah. He is the provider. And what it is in English that we risk when we don't follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we're risking. That's what we're betting against. That's what we're saying, that we don't accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. We don't understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to us. Allah says, وَتَصْلُ بِحَبَّ لِلَّهِ جَمِيَ وَاللَّهِ تَرَفَكُ. Hold fast to the rope of Allah. وَذِكُرُوا نِمَّةَ لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَدَاءً فَأَلَافَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِمَّتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. All together, and don't be divided, and remember the favor of Allah upon you. Then he goes on and tells us, for those of you who were enemies, and he brought your hearts together, so that through his blessings you became brothers. And you were on the brink of an abyss of fire, and he saved you from it, so does Allah make clear his signs that you may be guided, make clear. But he also tells us later on, you have eyes that you don't see, and you have ears that you don't hear. So what is clear? Clear to who? Why? Because he says, وَتَقُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدَعُونَ إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And there may grow out of you a community who invite all to goodness and enjoy doing the right and forbid the doing what is wrong, and it is those who are successful, a community. Not just an individual. And the community grows out of the womb of the mother. We are of really one blood. We are of one mother. We are children of Adam and Hawa. I appreciate when people say we're the children of Ibrahim, alayhis salam. But reality is, we're all the children of Adam and Hawa. And we Muslims have to remember this. We have to remember this, that all the people are our brothers and sisters potentially. They're all our cousins, they're all our aunts and our uncles. And their parents may have made them something else, but we're all born in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to remember, Muslim is not a title. It's a reality. We're all born in submission. Not one of us came out of the womb, stood up and asked for breakfast, walked over to the table and ate it. We needed someone else. We needed our mother. We needed our father. We needed our community to grow. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, endless are the reminders in Quran. Are we really, or can we be? كُنْتِمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أخرجت للناس tamuruna bil marufi wa tanhauna anil munkari wa tuminuna billah. Are you the best community that has, and you are the best community that has been brought forth for the good of humanity? You enjoin good and you forbid evil, and you believe in Allah. And he goes on, he says, and if the people of the book, if the people of the book, al-kitabi, akana khayru lahum, had believed, it would have been better for them. Some of them are believers, but most of them are corrupt. Well, look around. Look around. And we should, of course, begin with ourselves. There is this common theme in these verses that are captured with the words that are joined, what is right and what is forbidden, what is wrong, in this terminology of Quran, the two words which capture the essence of this important phrase, ma'ruf and munkar. To establish ma'ruf and eradicate munkar. So, let's explore that just for a minute or two. Try to gain some better understanding of this duty that's enjoined upon us. It's not a suggestion. Which Quran places upon the shoulders of the members of this, of the ummah, of the community of believers. Not the community of people who call themselves by a name. People who strive to act and who when they fail, they remember Allah. And when they succeed, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember the teachings in the hikam of Ibn Atala'a Sandari, rahmatullahi, that our sins are blessings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takes away the excuses we have. Just that, that was an excuse. You sin, and then you don't, so you're going to continue sinning because you're lost? Forget it. I take it away from you. You don't have that excuse anymore. Good. Our forgetfulness. This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because, oh my God, I forgot. We're Muslims, we can say, Ya Allah, I forgot. The Christians, they said Jesus. They say it's a bad use the name in vain. You can't use the name of it. We use it in meaning. Say, oh, Ya Allah, I forgot. I told you last night, I think, I forgot my cell phone, you know. But I remembered, I forgot it. Alhamdulillah. This is a marginal spiritual dementia. My old age. It's not by mere chance that we reflect on what the Quranic understanding of ma'ruf is when recently our brothers and sisters came from the plains of Arafah, same route, came back with more wisdom, irfan, same route, knowledge, and hopefully uplifted to a state of consciousness, marifat. But this is not just available to those who travel geographically to the plains of Arafah. But to turn to the Kaaba within us and to make a journey moment by moment, day by day, year by year, to the center of our being, wherein we taste, we get the luck of the Rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get the taste of justice. We get the taste of equity. We get the taste of love within us. A migration we should make daily. And we should make it just not 5 times a day. If we can make it 5 times a day really well, alhamdulillah, that's all we need. And that was negotiated, you may remember, down from 2025. But we have to make it in the interspaces. Between the prayers. Where the reminders are. Where the ayah are. It's obvious that this is a symbol. It's obvious that this is a symbol. But what about our thoughts? What about our interactions with one another? What about the enjoinders that we can make? By the tone of our voice. By our friendship. By our salamu alaykum. Don't forget where some of this comes from. when some of the Bana Israel would greet the Prophet alayhi wasallam. And Aisha radiallahu anha got upset, wanted to return the curse. And he said, did you not hear what I said? I said, alaykum. And to you. Return a good word. Return to your enemy good words and good greetings. Generally speaking, what is ma'ruf is good, acceptable, well-known, recognized, honorable, and befitting. As with Arifa, ma'ruf implies knowledge, and knowledge of that which is good, whereby an individual gets to know his creator or her creator, as well as to get to know themselves. And so it denotes what is good and well-known, and the standard, what constitutes ma'ruf, also has by its nature, in its reality, a divine sanction to us. And this has very important implications because that each society has a tradition of belief about what is right and what is wrong and what is good and what is bad. And this gives birth to ethics and morality. Gives us a sense of position and responsibility and duty. And morality, of course, as we know, is a social institution often culturally defined, culturally bounded with a history and a code of learnable rules. One society believes such and such a thing is moral and good, another society believes it isn't. But the ethics are universal. Principles are universal. We don't create our own morality just by making our own rules, however. It can't be just a personal policy or code. It's a social code that's arrived at and derived by people. But another term often used with these ethics, as I was talking in a moment about, in some people's minds, moral philosophy, is a kind of intellectual discipline and honesty, an intellectual honesty, a critical sense of critical inquiry, which we find is missing in our society today. And missing in our Islamic society today, a fear of critical inquiry, a fear of knowledge, not seek out knowledge from the cradle to the grave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoins us to, but actually a fear of knowledge. And that means we develop a very patronizing, paternalistic mentality. Says, well, I'm going to bring up my children, I'm going to indoctrinate them, but I'm going to keep a heavy hand on them because I really don't trust what I'm teaching them. And there's no way of understanding the Father. There's no way of understanding how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings someone to Him, to the truth. And so we do our best and we hope that we planted seeds. Some seeds take 90 days to germinate. Some seeds take 120 days to germinate. Some seeds can germinate overnight. Some seeds bear fruit after 3 months. Some things will grow in a certain environment, but will die in that environment. I can't plant dates here. They may germinate in the summer or something like that, but the date tree is going to die. So we don't know this kind of mysterious takdir, you know? But we can assume that if we walk on the good path and we enjoin to the good, the environment is there for the fruit to grow, inshallah. The good environment is there for it to be sweet fruit. So where do we find this lack of confidence in the teachings that we teach? Do we believe it? Are we honest and say, well, I don't know how good a teacher I am of this. The fault lies with me. So I seek out better ways, a better environment, more constructive to articulate things in a more constructive and understandable way. And Allah tells us He rewards all that effort. If we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this, then Allah tells us, remember me and I will remember you. I'll add to what you give. You come walking toward me, I come running to you. These are all symbolic statements as well as real statements. How can Allah come running to us? Is Allah not here, somewhere else? You got a picture of somebody in a jogging suit running to us? What does it mean? Coming swiftly to our consciousness. Available to us. Providing for us. His ni'mah, His grace, His fadl, His bounties. What are they? Are they only material things? No. They're inspirations and ideas and reflections and the whole system we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The interrelated system that responds to us, created for us, put us at the nexus. Why? How do we know? Because we know, intuitively, we know the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the angels didn't know. We know the names. Why do we know? Because it is a reflection of out of what we, of which we were created. And therefore, just like in the Greeks showed that if I pluck a C string, all the C's will resonate. Frequencies. Compassion resonates throughout the universe. Mercy resonates. As-salam, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. So to do good, to enjoin to do good is to be present, and to be aware, and to affirm and to articulate that presence, and to display it. And therefore it helps us to make our decisions, what we ought to do and what we should not do, fundamentally concerned with what human good is or what harm is. And it can also be concerned with the impact of human actions on other forms of creation. For example, the environment, the physical environment, the political mentality of the day we live in today, the decisions people are making, the value they place or don't place on human life, on human effort. And do those 67 wounds on the body of Imam Hussein not represent the destruction today in Gaza? Multiplied by, at this point, 3 times in lives, if not hundreds of times? Is the beheading not symbolic of taking the core, the place of knowledge and the place of belief and the place of the place of intellect and knowing away from the body, but they miss the heart? And because of this, they strengthened Islam. They didn't weaken Islam. They couldn't kill. They couldn't kill Islam by killing Hussein, radiallahu anhu. He killed only the lack of faith. He lifted faith. So we have to remember, of course, that this Ashura is not just for Shia, it is also for Sunni Muslims. There are many lessons to learn from it. And today we're seeing again the replay of that. Munkar. Munkar. Nakara. Means to be ignorant or to disavow or to feel repugnance towards something. It's the opposite of maruf, but it also has the meaning of things that are disallowed, unlawful, and objectionable. So, armed with this basic understanding of these two terms, we can see these verses that I quoted from Al-Quran. It's significant to note that These verses address groups of people, not just individuals, which I sort of touched on when I quoted them. But the Quran uses, you know, the word ummah in each of these verses and addresses a community, a faith community. And this community is consolidated on the basis of a very high degree of moral consciousness, of moral agreement, founded on universal principles, universal ethics, that anyone, if we can articulate them in their language, can agree with. Anyone, except maybe the worst criminal mind, the diseased mind. And so this is a major defining characteristic of our Ummah Islamah. The community constituted, excuse me, constituted on the basis of ethical and moral consciousness, of specific commands. From the Alam al-Amr. Sent to the Alam al-Qaf. Constantly flowing down to this creation, these commands. But commands like, not like, don't do this, don't do that. Commands like, be careful. Don't trip. Cover your head, it's cold outside. Zip up your jacket. Those kind of commands by Allah. Compassionate commands. Loving commands. Watch out. Be careful. Look where you're going. And sometimes, didn't I tell you? Didn't I warn you? If you would listen, you wouldn't be, if you would have listened, you wouldn't have that sore throat right now. That cold. Those kind of loving commands. Why do we have to think of these commands as being like thunderbolts from the sky that are so much related in Torah, you know? These are gentle commands. Loving commands. Watch out. Be careful. This is what our community should be based on. This is the understanding that we Muslims should carry to the world. This is the service we should provide to the world. They should not think of us in any way but the people who address the needs of humanity. Food security, poverty, genocide, unemployment, infrastructural problems. We have a history of solving those problems. Because anyone who believes in this universe, in this creator of this universe, sees how ordered and measured it is, how beautiful it is. As I told you, I think last night, in the dark, I was sitting with our friend who is passing on her deathbed, and she's looking out at the barrenness out her window, the barrenness of winter, and telling me how beautiful it is. Alhamdulillah. In a way, we're on our deathbed every day. In a way. Because today is dying, tomorrow is coming, we don't know. And we should live for today and do everything we can do for today and also be grateful if tomorrow comes. Because the root of at least our understanding of Islam through tariqah and tasawwuf, this is the root of the rahmat and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without that gratitude, who are we? We're breathing the air, and up until now, there's no charge for it. We manage to charge for water, but then we get poisoned by the plastic that it's in. But the air still is free. And I wish we could say it's pure, but of course, that's a whole other khutbah. So, we have traveled from Arafat to Maruf. And we have to contemplate and communicate to Allah on the plains of Arafah. And we have to contemplate and communicate the tafakkur with Allah in the planes of our heart. And I hope that this is a beginning to explore more the meaning of this, and especially in this month of Muharram, that if we allow Munkar to triumph, it will lead to our loss. But if we leave Maruf to triumph in our lives, then the whole world gains. The whole world gains. All religious communities have, through their various scriptures and texts and teachings, prescriptions and prohibitions, spoken of this. Even non-religious people ascribe to notions of good and evil, bad and good. And but we can play a very important role as a vanguard in today's society. It's not the point of whether we succeed. I had a phone call by one of my brothers, or sheikh, and we were talking about that, saying, you know, I don't know, what all this is going to lead to, meaning the new administration in Washington, I think. And I'm talking about my contacts with them and our work, our secular work. He says, I don't know, I don't have much hope in anything. I said, yes, but, let's not forget that's not the point. The point is we have to do our best. As if change will come. That's what we're trying to do. That's why we're given the amanah. We can't give up. And that's why Allah tells us to forgive, to live to give, forgiving. And we say to forget. Forgetting is very difficult. But don't live to get. Give to give. That's what we're enjoined to do as Muslims. Hopefully, as Muslim. Because anybody can take the name Muslim by saying a few words. But mu'min is nothing that anybody calls himself. It's only something that one displays. Is recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone can say, I'm murid, but who can say, I'm murad? So, this is, I hope, inshallah, the beginning of something, again, to remind us of something greater than, inshallah, our own self. But certainly focused on our own self, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma amsana finna fi khayru nasirin. Wa astaghfirna finna fi khayru fatihin. Wa kfir lana finna fi khayru ghafirin. Wa arhamna finna fi khayru rahimin. Wa arzukna finna fi khayru razikin. Wa ahdana najina min al-khawmi al-ghalimin. Wa hablana rihan tayabatin kama hiya fi ilmika wa shurna alayna. من خزائن رحمتك ومن بها بها حمل الكرمات والسلامة والعافية في الدنيا والدنيا وآخرة إن في كل شيء قدير اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا مهرات لقلوبنا أبادنا وسلامات وفي عافية في الدنيا والدنيا ونسألك إيمانا دائما ونسألك قلبا خاشيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا كاميا ونسألك عافية لكل بلية ونسألك تامنا العافية ونسألك دعونا العافية ونسألك الشكر العافية إنك كل شيء قدير. I want to remember, if we can, please, those who are ill and those who are dying and those who are making sacrifices at this time among our friends, our people we know, people we don't know, among our Muslim community and among those people in the world who are suffering. And ask that Allah's hand be spread over them and over our families and those who are with us and those who are not with us, and to be our companion and our guardian, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma usfir wujuna bin nuri sifatik wa adhikana bashiruna yawmi kiamati baina awliyaka wa ja'ada mabsutina alayna wa aha ahlina min man ma'ana bi rahmatik wa kun wa sahidina safarina wa karasatina ahlina وَاتْمِي صَلَى وُجْهِ عَيَدَّنَا وَنَسَخُهُمْ وَنَمَكَانَ فِيهِمْ فَلَا يَسْتَعُونَ الْمُدِيَ وَلَا مَجِيرُ عَلَيْنَا يَا مِمَانَ مُجِيبُ يَا مِمَانَ مُجِيبُ يَا مِمَانَ مُجِيبُ. Allah, efface the faces of the enemies and spread light upon this world and give peace to the hearts of the people and make replace fear and greed and power hungriness with wisdom and compassion over us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa nataqarru alayhi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala jami'i al-anbiya wa mursalin wa ala makatibi al-mutarribin wa ali al-salihin mujahidin fi yadin bi rahmatika ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabi mubin. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم ارحم سيدنا كل أخي الراشدين أبي بكر الصديق وعمر وفاروق وعثمان وابن نورين وسيدنا الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه وأدر اللهم أن سيدنا حسن وسيدنا حسين وأن أمة سيدتي فاطمة الزهراء وآل بيت الكرام أنا أزواج النبي أتطهراتي وماتي بالمؤمنين وأن صحابتي بالصالحين وتابعين وتابعين وعبادي والمخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإسلامين يوم الدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر وأقم الصلاة